Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here. I got Swayed at the network. We're live across America and around the world. CRNTalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. Some very good ones. We're going to try to sneak in a couple of them. Unprecedented is unbelievable. All right, in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American. Let me get the, because he's got a brand new one just out, report, Bloody Hands, D.C. bureaucrats knew that HCQ and ivermectin worked against COVID, but hid the truth. Wow. All right, in the news, bet you didn't hear about this one, recently revealed video is showing that the Joe Biden White House is erecting a concrete K-rail blast and security containment wall around the White House. Originally, I wanted to know, was it on the border? No, it's directly around the White House. Now, there doesn't appear to be any explanation readily available. These types of security barriers sometimes erected when heads of states are planning to come to the White House. However, there doesn't appear to be any information about any anticipated delegation. All of the publicity available CCTV video streams have been disabled as this work is taking place. And the perimeter fence appears to be approximately 10 feet high and is made from reinforced concrete K-rails. Could he be trying to keep the illegal aliens out of it? Is he worried about another insurrection? Wow. Well, there have now been 67... ivermectin COVID-19 controlled studies that show a 67% improvement in COVID patients. There have been 298 hydrochloroquine studies that show a 64% improvement in patients for COVID-19 patients. Despite the science, Dr. Fauci and the medical elites have blocked the use of these effective treatments for coronavirus patients. Last Monday night, Project Veritas released their latest investigation, and it was a bombshell. Project Veritas released never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19 gait and function research, vaccines, potential treatments, and the government's effort to conceal everything. The newly released military documents contradict Dr. Fauci's testimony that he gave under oath. And Selwyn Duke's going to get into that very in-depth in the second hour. Meanwhile, President Biden reportedly planning to deploy 1,000 military medical personnel to six states as part of the Omicron plan that he will outline. The personnel will help triage patients at hospitals in Michigan, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, and Rhode Island, as the country sees more than 780,000 infections per day and hospitalizations reaching an all-time peak, according to the New York Times. The deployment adds to the 800 federal personnel, including 350 military doctors and nurses, who were sent to two dozen states after Omicron was detected around Thanksgiving. Administration officials say they're deploying every tool in their arsenal, including, can you guess what it is? Yes, booster shots. Okay, away from COVID for a moment. Is the Viking next to go? WWU eyes ditching Viking mascot due to colonialism. Yes, Corey Kendon, Grove City College, filed this. Names idolizing conquest are out of line with the university's contemporary values around honoring local indigenous communities. Western Washington University may scrap its Viking mascot and is currently conducting an investigation to help make final decisions on this issue. The effort has spawned in part from requests asking the public university to remove the names of four buildings on campus due to racism concerns. Huxley College of the Environment, Maths Hall, Haggard Hall, and Viking Union. I never knew Merle Haggard was racist. Anyway, in December, trustees announced that T.H. Huxley's name would be removed, citing the scientists' white supremacist values that dehumanize and harm many members of the Western community. The Haggard and Maths names were spared, that is, but the verdict is out on the Vikings. A strong majority of the University Legacy Review Task Force recommended to trustees to remove Viking from the Viking Union. Quote, the task force was concerned about the harm caused by asking all members of the Western community to identify with a figure that is potentially exclusive on the basis of both ethnicity and gender. That was stated in the task force report. Quote, furthermore, the task force found names idolizing conquest as out of line with the university's contemporary values around honoring local indigenous communities. Task force members who did not recommend renaming in the report proposed the building name be evaluated alongside the mascot by a separate committee. Trustees directed the university to conduct more thorough assessment of the Viking name and the broader content of the university mascot. The December news release states the media and communications team at Western Washington University did not respond to a request from the college Fix seeking comment. The university's athletic website included background on its Victor E. Viking mascot. Nearly a century ago, a young Victor E. Viking sailed away from his homeland in Scandinavia on an epic journey around the globe. One day, he came upon Bellingham Bay and decided to dock his ship and explore the area. He entered the town of Bellingham and then made his way up Shome Hill, where he found himself on campus of the Bellingham State Normal School, which is now Western Washington University. He loved the area and the university so much that he decided he would make it his home and become Western's number one fan. Ever since that day back in 1923, Victor E. Viking has become not only the number one supporter of Western athletes, but also its mascot. And it's been said that when Victor first came to Western, he was good at all sports, that every coach wanted him on their team. And since he couldn't make up his mind on which team to be part of, he decided to root for them all as Western's mascot. Nowadays, you can find Victor cheering on all the Western's amazing athletic teams, from basketball, softball, showing off his Western pride. But this is not the first time that a mascot change at WWU has been raised. 2015, an effort to get it scrapped, claimed the Viking mascot as a hyper Masakin, Moleskin, and aggressive. Wow. However, the area is steeped in Scandinavian roots. 1910, 30% of the foreign-born population had Scandinavian blood. The National Nordic Museum is also located in Seattle, Washington. Despite the heritage, the Viking as a mascot in general may still be on its way out. During the current Washington football team name scandal, right, the Redskins, many people look for other teams that may change their alleged problematic names. And the Minnesota Vikings is now a major team considered. At change.org petition argued, the NFL mascot is highly distasteful. It argued the Vikings thought they were entitled to anything they want and not living in harmony with the groups of people with different ideologies. Wow. You realize you're living in the age of crazy right now? Yes. Well, a MSNBC contributor argued on Thursday, be ready for this, that the Republican Party is now no more than a front for a dangerous terrorist movement, and compared it to terrorist groups, you Republicans. I can relate to this. Dr. Jason Johnson appeared Deadline White House to discuss the relationship between the Republican Party and former President Trump and how it'll shape up in the 2024 presidential election. And Johnson labeled Trump as the bad guy and lambasted the Republican Party itself as a front for a terrorist movement. Now, I know a lot of you Republicans don't relate to this, but that's what Dr. Jason Johnson, yes, is saying. MSNBC, if Trump is on the ballot in 2024, It's the easiest thing in the world for Democrats because you can always run against the bad guy. But I think the bigger, more dangerous thing, and I've been saying it for a while, I'm working hard to never say Republican Party again because it's not a party. They're Sinn Féin to the IRA. They're the PLO to Hamas. They are a dime store front for a terrorist movement, Johnson said. That's Dr. Johnson. The PLO, by the way, designated a terror group by the United States back in 1987, was responsible for multiple terror attacks against Israel, including the murder of 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Munich Olympic Games. A presidential waiver was given in 1988 to allow the United States to be in contact with the group. Meanwhile, Hamas, the radical militant group that governs the Gaza Strip, is still listed as a former terror group by the United States and continues to launch terror attacks against Israel. So basically, if you're a Republican, watch out. If you're not a Republican, you may want to go to MSNBC and find out how now the Republican Party is a terrorist group. Yes, Dr. Jason Johnson, Dr. JJ, all right. Former President Ronald Reagan's famed top economic advisor, Arthur B. Laffer, has slammed President Joe Biden's approach to inflation as exactly the opposite of what is needed to tame soaring consumer prices. Speaking to the Daily Mail on an interview Wednesday, the new federal data shows the consumer price index hit a 7% annual gain in December, the fastest increase since June 1982, when Reagan was fighting to rein in soaring inflation. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy announced Wednesday night that he will not cooperate with the January 6th committee, saying it was not conducting a legitimate investigation. McCarthy said that since Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected his nominees to the panel, it was illegitimate to note that he's made several public statements about the insurrection the panel could examine. This committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation, as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members named to serve on the committee. It's not serving any legislative purpose, he said in a statement. Once again, you want to hear some interesting stuff. Just hang on for about 5 minutes or so, because Judd Garrett has a really, really good story on that whole subject. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, cast doubt on the possibility of supporting Senator Mitch McConnell for Republican state leader again. Interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity, Graham declared that any future Republican congressional leader must have a working relationship with President Donald Trump. Quote, he's the most consequential Republican since Ronald Reagan. It's his nomination if he wants it, and I think he'll get reelected in 2024, Graham said of former President Donald Trump. Graham then emphasized the support of McConnell would be conditioned on his working relationship with Trump. Program note, when next we meet Michael Cutler, his thoughts on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and also Mike's latest on immigration, Alex Newman, senior editor for The New American, election evidence, key election evidence deleted by a source-backed team in the whistleblower incidents. All right, coming up next, Mr. Judd Garrett.
Are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's Mambo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. Sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, and let me tell you about my guest, Mr. Judd Garrett. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he began a 12-year coaching career. He is a frequent contributor to the topics of sports and politics, to Real Clear Politics, and his first novel is No Wind. Judd is married and the father of 6 children, and the website objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just had a story about House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy announced last Wednesday night that he's not going to cooperate with the January 6th committee, saying it was not conducting a legitimate investigation. I'm going to tell you, and I've told the listeners, you got 2 excellent articles, so I want to kind of hurry along. First one I want to get into is unprecedented, and then we'll do the just desserts. Is that okay?
That's great.
Try to squeeze them in here. Basically, I can skip down here, and as Judd says, we must stop behaving like the other side. The other side is filled with hateful, violent, mean-spirited, racist thugs who believe that their ends justify any means. You know, and it's this old thing, you know, from Rules for Radicals, Judd. Blame others for what you do. That's the Democrats' little wavy leaf flag they ought to have, right? Attorney General Merrick Garland called the riot at the Capitol unprecedented. I don't think he knows what the word means, do you?
No, I mean unprecedented means this has never happened before in our history. And if you go through the history there of the United States, and I started with, you know, April 14th, 1865, which is when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, there have been many, many, many attacks on our democracy, which were far worse than what we witnessed on January 6th. So for him to use the word unprecedented, like you said, He doesn't know what that word means.
You know, and I want to rush through these, listeners, because think about it was basically a walkthrough and then a Capitol guard lost his wits or whatever and killed somebody. But look at this, July 2nd, 1881. Democratic rioter Charles Guitua, what is his name? G-U-I-T-E-A-U. Sounds like his mother was looking for the alphabet. Anyway, yeah, shot President James A. Garfield twice. September 6, 1901, left-wing activist shot President William McKinley. July 2, 1915, former German professor at Harvard planted a package containing three sticks of dynamite in the Capitol near the Senate reception room. You think he's still locked up?
No, I'm sure he got a pardon by some Democrat president.
And I mean, I got to tell you, listener, Judd has all of these listed. March 1st, 1954, this was four leftist Puerto Rican Americans shot up the House of Representatives. They claimed the act to demand independence from the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Something happened November 22nd, 1963, too, right?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald. He's a communist sympathizer. He was on the left. He shoots and kills, you know, President Kennedy. That was one of the darkest days in our history. Far worse than anything that happened on January 6th.
And you know what I asked from the listener and those doubting and saying, oh, this was terrible, look what they did. And the one guy actually had horns on his head. There is one that really stands out. And anytime somebody tells you that this January 6th insurrection was even an insurrection or the worst thing ever, go back to March 1st, 1971 and see how politics plays. Because on March 1st, 1971, and we got a minute before the break, the far-left group, the Weathern Underground, bombed the U.S. Capitol. They didn't walk through it and say, hey, how you doing? And boy, let's pick up somebody's laptop, and that hasn't even been proved. Anyway, it was $300,000 damage, and the Weather Underground said it was in protest of the ongoing U.S.-supported bombing of Laos. But guess what? The close friend of former President Barack Obama, Bill Ayers, he was one of the bombers. And he got off on a technicality, went on to become a professor at a prominent Chicago university. See, that's what the other side, when I say they blame others for what they do. Judd, when I look at that March 1st, it just answers all the questions. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and get into some more of these interesting things that Judd Garrett has in this article entitled Unprecedented. And the website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town in Oklahoma to reclaim the spooky legacy of their mysterious grandfather. But what they really discover is Ghostbusters Afterlife, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I found this in my living room.
Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Well, this crew are going to have a very tough time replicating the success of the original film from 1984. There's no real plot, just a lot of confusing mumbo-jumbo about Sumerian gods and goddesses emerging from a mysterious mountain to take over the world, while our teenage heroes try to use antique machines to stop them. Like the prior attempts to provide a Ghostbusters sequel, this one falls flat. It's rated PG-13 and partially answers the question, who you gonna call? Not this ill-considered sequel. 2 stars for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Very
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Judd Garrett. Objectivity is theobjective.com. This article entitled Unprecedented. And we mentioned about, you know, the bombing, okay, of the U.S. Capitol and Bill Ayers all involved in that and the Weather Underground. And then in January 29, 1975, it happened again with the Weather Underground, didn't it? But this time... Which one was this, the FBI headquarters?
Yeah, they bombed the FBI headquarters, and they destroyed 20 offices on 3 separate floors. You know, and then the Weather Underground went on to claim credit for 25 other bombings. So, you know, the far-left group, led by people that Barack Obama is close with, you know, they were domestic terrorists, and they were never designated that.
Yeah, and even admitting that they blew up the U.S. Capitol. But Rules for Radicals, remember the book, Blame Others for What You Do. And that's exactly what is happening in America right now. November 7, 1983, this was the state wing of the Capitol, right? Second floor.
Yeah, a group called the Armed Resistance Unit. They you know, set off a bomb in the Senate wing of the Capitol on the second floor. I mean, you know, once again, you know, Merrick Garland says it was unprecedented what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. Well, there have been at least 3 bombings of the U.S. Capitol in the last, you know, 100 years. And, you know, so it's not unprecedented.
Yeah. And they have the Wisconsin State Capitol, February 18th. June 25th, 2013, the Texas State Capitol. Here's one right here, very interesting one. June 14th, 2017, listener, do you remember the shooting at the baseball park? Explain that one, Judd.
Yeah, this Bernie Sanders supporter, James Hodgkinson, you know, he walks onto the baseball field and asks, are these Republicans or Democrats? And they tell him it's Republicans, and he opens fire and wounds a number of the Republicans who were practicing baseball. And, you know, House GOP whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana and four other Republicans were injured that day. Just some guy just started shooting at them specifically because they're Republicans.
Wow. And there wasn't a heck of a lot of coverage on that, and there wasn't, I don't recall, anything close to being locked up like the people are right now.
Yeah, no one is blaming Bernie Sanders, you know, right, fiery rhetoric against Republicans as being the cause for one of his supporters trying to kill a bunch of Republicans. No one's made that accusation, but suddenly Donald Trump is responsible for the actions of the people on January 6th.
And I'm going to tell you something, too, listener. If you want to get this whole list, all right, to show people, you know, the double-sided standards that the Democrats are using, just go to objectivityistheobjective.com, and you'll see the article, Unprecedented. Now, there's another one that kind of went under the radar, all right, and this was September 24th, 2018. 128 left-wing activists were arrested during the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's nomination and confirmation hearing. Did they breach something they shouldn't have breached?
Yeah, they came in and they took over. They breached the police lines that were protecting the Senate and the Supreme Court. They took over part of the Hart Senate office building. They were banging on the doors trying to break into the Senate while they were in session discussing, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. So obviously what they did there was just as bad as what happened at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah, May 29th, President Donald Trump, First Lady Trump, and their son Barron were rushed to a secure bunker. That's when a group of left-wing protesters decided they were going to raid the White House. June 2020 through October 2020. That, of course, was when all the riots were going on in the major cities, 50 major cities throughout the United States, 30-plus innocent people killed. Thousands of police officers had to go to the hospital, and they burned down hundreds of buildings, billions of dollars of damage, and they were all vocally supported by Democrat political figures. But, oh, look what happened on January 6th. Wow. A tour through the Capitol and a crazy Capitol police officer. You know, that guy shouldn't have been carrying a gun in the first place. You probably know the story behind him. I guess he had left his pistol in the bathroom, and then went back on duty, and then I guess an hour later, I wonder where my pistol is. He should have been fired just for that. But, of course, that's another story, and he probably had clout. I'll go to... go ahead.
They didn't even ask him questions about the shooting. They completely just dismissed the shooting as being, as being lawful, even without questioning him.
Boy. July 2nd, 2020... a mob of Antifa rioters set fire to the fence protecting the federal courthouse in Portland. The next month, they had to close the courthouse completely down. March 21, 21, Antifa rioters set a fire around the courthouse, forced their way in the building, chanting, F the United States. Let's see. October 14, 2021. Another federal building, but you didn't hear too much about this either, did the listeners?
No, you know, a lot of climate activists, you know, forced their way into the Interior Department shouting, go inside, go inside. They injured police officers. You know, they vandalized the building. You know, again, that is what the left does. The left commits riots. The left breaks the law all the time. And then the one time people on the right do that, they want to hold them to the highest account.
Yeah, it's the object of teaching critical race theory. You know, that all gets involved, too. It's, I guess you would call it indoctrination, but they're sure not hiding it. But as you say in the closing paragraph in this article, excellent article, January 6, 2021 was not an insurrection, but it was a riot, an ugly, out-of-control riot. That's basically what it was.
Yeah, and what they're doing is, what the left is doing, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they're trying to paint what happened on January 6th as an insurrection so they can paint all of Trump supporters, they can paint all the people on the right as insurrectionists so then they can turn the power of the FBI against their political opponents to shut them down, to prevent Trump from running again and do all of that. It's completely unconstitutional. It's completely against everything our country is all about.
And, you know, the word is out that apparently this January 6th walkthrough on the Capitol is going to be the primary reason that you can't vote for Trump again, just in case, all right? And you got to get those Republicans out of office. January 6th, remember, worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. Boy, what an insult to the veterans of the United States of America. Worse than D-Day, you know? My goodness. That's like hollering fire in a theater, isn't it, where there is no fire?
Exactly. I mean, it's almost embarrassing. It's almost embarrassing what they're doing. And again, I'm not saying that all the people who went inside the Capitol should just completely get off. I mean, they should have to pay the legal price to it. But no one should be sitting in solitary confinement for 12 straight months for what happened at the Capitol. While, you know, there have been thousands and thousands of rioters throughout our cities who burned down buildings and killed people that got off with no bail. So, I mean, it's a complete, you know, disproportionate use of the legal system, in these cases.
You know, and I really think that it could be worse than it is right now, Judd, if the fact that the mainstream media hasn't lost a bunch of its punch because they've been discovered. You know, you could just imagine if they were running with this even harder than they are, you know, but they're busy doing other things that are against the law. Anyway, let's get to another article you wrote, and this is Just Desserts. Kind of funny that that word would come up there because you talk about a virus spreading across the country and throughout the world, which is more dangerous and even deadly than COVID-19. What could that virus be, I ask?
It's the virus of evil, and we see it everywhere. And the example I used was he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the Los Angeles Times, Michael Heltzik, and he said that unvaccinated people who die from COVID-19 are receiving their just desserts.
Wow.
And I see that type of statement as nothing less than evil.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a heart that could even entertain such a thought is completely taken over by evil, Jarrett says, wishing ill and celebrating the death of someone else because they happen to disagree with you on a certain issue is evil. And this person is so invested in being right about vaccines that he needs other people to die to prove that he is right. Boy, there's a lot of stuff coming out now that's going to be turning this stuff around. I'm telling you, I'm glad it's coming out, you know, Judd, the truth and all the stuff they've been covering up about this whole thing. It's especially, you know, when you have where the Congress critters don't even have to take the shots, you know, they're exempt from the shots. That kind of makes you wonder. And then I saw the list where, you know, the people that developed the vaccine, they're exempt from taking the shot. Now, that should worry you right there, you know. But you're going to find out that what the government people have been taking, mainly ivermectin, works. But they don't want to give it to you because, you know, apparently that would cut off the flow of the money, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've been working against any type of therapeutics, you know, since the start of this whole thing. You know, it started with hydroxychloroquine, now it's ivermectin. But anything that shows progress of being a good therapeutic for the virus gets shut down because they're so invested in everybody getting the vaccine, because that makes the big pharmaceutical companies billions of dollars every year.
Yeah, right. The free shots. what a misleading, you know, banner, right? The shots are free. Get them. And then you'll get a booster shot. That's free, too. Wasn't there an old rock and roll song about nothing's free?
Nothing is ever free. Yeah, I mean, here's an interesting story about the vaccines, and I'll admit it. I am not vaccinated. My daughter, who just started college, had to get vaccinated in order to attend school. So she's fully vaccinated. I'm not. We both came down with COVID over the holidays, and we both got it at the same time. We both had exactly the same symptoms for the same duration. So the vaccines didn't prevent her from getting the virus, and it did not lessen the severity of the symptoms for her. She, you know, we both were in bed for about 2 days and had a fever and chills, and then it broke, and it was basically we had the exact same symptoms. So that tells me how much these vaccines actually work.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's like the quarantine, 14 days, and they went to 5. Now I think it's back to 14. And it's a wonder they just don't say it'll be 60 days. We'll show you. Yeah. You say one of the reasons there are so many unvaccinated people is because the people who are advocating for the vaccines are either proven liars, and especially like the world-famous Dr. Fauci, I added world-famous in there, by the way, or evil, wishing death of the unvaccinated, like, is it Hiltzik? H-I-L-T-Z-I-K. I'm sorry?
It's Hiltzik, yeah.
Hiltzik. Are those red ants? No, those are hill ticks. I got it now. I'll never forget that one. I have my funny little ways to remember some of this stuff there, you know. Mocking, ridiculing those who disagree with them as a way of promoting vaccines, which accomplish absolutely nothing except, in my opinion, their pocketbooks. I'll get back to that. There was another one here because I want to make sure I get this one in. It's hill chick, you say, is an evil person. I do not wish evil on him. I don't wish that he dies. I merely wish that he would change his evil heart and his evil way of thinking, but I would never wish bad things to happen to him, nor would I celebrate his death. But example, if a woman dies while having an abortion, pro-life advocates do not claim that she got her just desserts, even though they believe that abortion is evil, and our hearts would go out to the woman who lost her life. But get-the-shot people, they're in a whole new state of mind for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, why can't we just let people, you know, make their own medical decisions? You know, like I said, I didn't get the vaccine. My daughter did. I don't wish ill on her. She doesn't wish ill on me. Why can't we just let people make their own decisions and hope for the best for everybody? I wish that, like, the people who got vaccinated, that they start coming down with these major.
Yep. Okay, Judd, going to take that break. We're going to be right back. Judd Garrett, remember the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Be back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest Judd Garrett, and he is the author of No Wind. Yes, I didn't, the no wasn't showing up there. Anyway, No Wind, and you can get that at Amazon, right, Judd, the easiest way?
Yeah, Amazon.com. Just put in my name and No Wind, and it'll pop right up.
All right, Judd, J-U-D-D, Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. You know, and you kind of hope that you go through life where you don't wish bad things on people, you know. You could really get close to that in sports, you know. Gosh, I wish that guy'd break his leg and didn't come back to play because, you know, he's the one that made all those touchdowns against us or whatever. But you mentioned here, like, did Freddie Mercury, Rock Hudson get their just desserts when they died from AIDS. We don't dance on the grave of smokers who die of lung cancer. And there's the other one here. It's kind of interesting. You say, when a guy drives by you going 100 miles per hour, weaving in and out of traffic, do you wish that he'd get into a fiery car wreck and die? I got to tell you, seriously, sometimes I'm this close to saying, man, I wish that guy would hit something and just stop, you know. But you don't want to go, you know, to the ultimate, you know, death, so to speak.
You may have that random thought run through your mind, but when you think about it, you don't wish that he died. You just wish he would slow down. And for this author from the L.A. Times to actually put it on paper after thinking it through, that unvaccinated people who die from the virus are getting their just desserts. I mean, you know, that's not a random thought that ran through his mind. That's something he sat down, contemplated, thought about, and put pen to paper.
The old saying, you know, love your enemies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to do sometimes. But
that's what it means. I mean, it means, even if you disagree with somebody, even if somebody is your opponent, political opponent, you still, we're being called, at least by Christ, to love them and hope the best for them. And if you don't do that, I think it's a form of evil.
Well, in fact, mentioning Christ, you say the closing line, this is why it's necessary to have a Lord and Savior, because we cannot rely on our own goodness for our salvation. We must rely on the grace of God. If we rely on us getting our just desserts for our eternal salvation, most of us would end up in hell. Yes, I just, every time they send me an invitation, I just say, no, thank you. So far it's working. Right. Well, I'll tell you, we got 1 minute before we have to go, Judd, and I certainly appreciate it. And normally I always ask Judd, what do you think on the playoffs? Any predictions that might surprise somebody?
Yeah, I don't have any surprise. I mean, I think the Cowboys are probably going to win. I feel like the Raiders, I think the Raiders have a really good chance of winning as well this weekend. Kansas City will probably win as well. So,
oh yeah, the poor Steelers. Yes, the poor Steelers are going to have to face Kansas City, because the game wasn't a tie with the Chargers and the Raiders, so they're gonna say, wow, what hit them? I know, got to watch out for it. Well, listen, Judd, I certainly appreciate it, and the best to you and yours, and look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, and if you want to get a copy of the whole thing on this unprecedented good material, like I say, just go to Judd's website, Objectivity. IsTheObjective.com. Selwyn Duke is up next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk shows?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I've got Swade at the network. We're live across America and all around the world at crntalk.com. Next we meet Michael Cutler, Senior Special Agent, former INS Immigration Naturalization Service. Alex Newman, Senior Editor for The New American, with his latest key election evidence deleted by Soros-backed team and Colorado whistleblower. Very interesting story. Right now, I want to tell you my guest, Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American, and Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. He appears on television, frequent guest on radio shows, and all I can say now is, here comes the Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke.
Yep. How could I be in such a happy mood there, Selwyn Duke, when I'm reading all of these articles? You know why? I'll tell you why, sir. And first off, welcome. How are you?
Not bad, Chuck. And I just know that you're dancing there to the song. No one can see you, but you've got the moves. I'm doing okay. How are you, Chuck?
I got the moves. I only got 1 foot dancing today, so it's a little slowed down there. But I am dancing because the word's finally getting out, thanks to people like you. And I'm going to tell you something, listener. This is a blockbuster. I got the first two are very, very important. I think it's, because the third one gets into people that aren't skinny. Okay, but anyway. Selwyn's got two brand new ones. And the first one, report, bloody hands. D.C. bureaucrats knew HCQ and ivermectin worked against COVID, but they hid the truth. And now here's another one that is truth, and it'll blow your socks off. Killing white people. Biden administration takes medical racism national. Wow. I mean, those are two big subjects there, Selwyn, and boy, I'm telling you are the expert on this subject. One of the top, I'll put it that way, because I'm sure now I just got three other people that said, no, I thought I was top there, Chuck.
Yeah, you have to be careful about that. You don't want to.
According to who's on the air at the time, my goodness, guys, come on.
Yeah. That's what I always say about a website. I'll say if I like it. That's one of my favorite websites, even if it's my very favorite, because I've got to be careful about that.
Yeah, I realize that. So, bloody hands, huh? Ivermectin, HCQ. It's totally amazing. And you say it was 2020 already that 65% of the doctors surveyed said that they would prescribe hydroxychloroquine, that's HCQ, for a loved one sick with COVID. And there have also been 67 studies indicating the effectiveness of ivermectin in treating the disease. And I'd mentioned to you, Selwyn, that, you know, I know some people that are really involved in ivermectin. And, I mean, it's like the second coming of the Lord, you know. Stuff is apparently very, very good. And isn't that what most of the Congress critters took?
Yes, yes. Well, we understand that hundreds of them were treated with ivermectin even a long time ago. And all the while, we were being told by government officials, well, this is just a horse dewormer. The media echoed that propaganda. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't take it. So, you know, I think that a lot of connected people, Chuck, for a very long time have known that these drugs are effective at treating COVID. And I've mentioned this on your show before. I mentioned it again in this article, but it's anecdotally, of course. But I personally know a physician who prescribed hydroxychloroquine for herself and her husband in 2020 already when they contracted the coronavirus. I also know two people who were treated with ivermectin. They actually had severe symptoms of COVID, and they experienced relief, literally, I'm not exaggerating, within 5 minutes. One of them said she never saw a medication work so quickly. So all this against the backdrop of other things I've read and all the studies on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine just convinced me that these drugs absolutely positively do work. I think I can say that now definitively with 99.9% assurance. And now,
you know what, and I think a subtitle would be follow the money trail, you know, when you wonder, you know, and people would say, well, why aren't we getting this? Why isn't this the big deal? Well, because the people that make ivermectin are not billionaires, okay? Am I right on that?
Yeah, well, you're right in that these big pharma companies have made many, many billions of dollars off these so-called vaccines. I mean, an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah.
And they don't make all that much off of these medications that have been around for a long time. So, yes, absolutely follow the money. There may be other factors as well.
Yeah.
But by the way, when I say these drugs work, I want to make something clear because this is something that can deceive a lot of people. That's when they're part of a certain treatment protocol where they're used in conjunction with other therapeutics. So if they conduct a study on, let's say, ivermectin, Chuck, and they're just studying it in isolation, well, then it may not be all that effective at treating COVID. No informed person is saying otherwise. So understand that. But anyway, the point is that we know now that a lot of the connected people, the powers that be, knew about these drugs' effectiveness, but they weren't telling the people about that. As you indicated earlier, apparently hundreds of members of Congress were treated with ivermectin a long time ago. And, you know, Anthony Fauci is part of this, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He was demonizing these drugs, even though he should have known better. And why do we say that he and others should have known better? Well, now we have this report from Project Veritas, which does investigative journalism, where Project Veritas says that they uncovered government documents previously undisclosed that prove that the powers that be knew about the effectiveness of these drugs. And as Project Veritas puts it, it writes, "We have obtained startling, never-before-seen documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Okay, so there's a lot more in the documents than just what we're going to discuss today. I want to make that clear. Project Veritas continues. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret shared drive. DARPA is an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense in charge of facilitating research in technology with potential military applications. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow, unquote. Okay, now, the information, Chuck, that relates to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is found on page 4 of a document whose title is SARS-CoV-2 Origins Investigation with U.S. Government Program, Undisclosed Document Analysis. Again, this is all according to Project Veritas. The document is dated August 13th, and here's the relevant portion relating to the two medications. Quote, this is what the major wrote, because of its now known nature, the SARS-CoV-2 illness is readily resolved with early treatment that inhibits the viral replication that spreads the spike proteins around the body, which induce a harmful overactive immune response as the body tries to clear the spikes from the ACE2 receptors. Many of the early treatment protocols ignored by the authorities work because they inhibit viral replication or modulate the immune response to the spike proteins, which makes sense within the context of what Echo Health was creating. Now, let me take a pit stop here. When he talks about Echo Health, well, what is that? He's talking about what the document calls, Chuck, the Echo Health Alliance Program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which, of course, is in China. And the document makes clear that SARS-CoV-2 is a human-engineered virus that was created via gain-of-function research. So anyway, I'm going to continue now that I've made that clear, what he was talking about. All right, so where was I? Echo Health was creating, quote, some of these treatment protocols also inhibit the action of the engineered spike protein. For instance, ivermectin, identified as curative in April 2020, works throughout all phases of the illness because it both inhibits viral replication and modulates the immune response. Of note, chloroquine phosphate, hydroxychloroquine, identified April 2020 as curative, is identified in the proposal as a SARS-CoV-2 inhibitor, as is interferon, identified May 2020 as a curative. Okay, that's what this document writes, this Major Murphy. Yeah. So, you know, as we said before, this explains why a lot of connected people reportedly have been using ivermectin to treat COVID. And we should point out, Chuck, that many good doctors who are bucking the establishment have been treating people in this fashion for a very long time. I mean, the person who supposedly treated all the congressmen, his name is Dr. Pierre Corey. He's a Wisconsin intensive care physician and lung specialist. And there are many others as well. There's Dr. Saeed Haider. I've reported on him recently, Chuck, and supposedly he's treated more than 4,000 COVID-19 positive patients, all right, during the pandemic, and just five, Chuck, ended up going to the hospital and none have died, okay? Okay. Now, if that's accurate, that is a striking track record for a virus that we're told is very deadly, and that is a troublesome bug for certain people. Let's be honest about that. But there are other doctors as well. You have the New York-based family practitioner, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's achieved some fame for his Zelenko protocol COVID treatment. It's been widely circulated and embraced. And also, and if people are listening, those who are listening who are interested, they maybe should get a pen and write this down. There are also, Chuck, organizations of physicians who treat people in this manner. For instance, America's Frontline Doctors. Another one is Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, the FLCCC. Okay, I hope people took that down, but it's through entities such as these that I obtain treatment for the person close to me who I've talked about. And were it not for that treatment, she might not be with us today. I want to make that clear because this is a person who was experiencing breathing difficulties And they only abated when she took the ivermectin and adhered to the rest of the treatment protocol. And it's the breathing difficulties that do kill people. You know, their lungs fill up with fluid, yeah. Thrombosis sets in, and, of course, well, unfortunately, many people die. But, you know, we have to say, though, okay, all this is going on. Meanwhile, our establishment, Chuck, has been pushing these mRNA therapy agents, I call them MTAs, also known as vaccines. And what is their main effectiveness? Well, their main effectiveness is in the area of making billions of dollars for big pharma. That's the truth. And I want to point out that a warning about these MTAs, these so-called vaccines, was also included in that document, okay, the government document that Project Veritas acquired. Now, I don't know if I have time to get into this before the break, yes or no?
Well, we got 1 minute right now, okay?
Okay. So here's what he wrote. Quote, "I'm unsure whether the significance of what I communicated is understood by those that received the report. Decisions with regards to the vaccines did not appear to be informed by analysis of the documents. The main point being that SARS-CoV-2 matches the SARS vaccine variants the NIH EcoHealth program was making in Wuhan, that the Department of Defense rejected the program proposal because vaccines would be ineffective and because the spike proteins being inserted into the variants were deemed too dangerous, gain of function, and that the Department of Defense now mandates vaccines that copy the spike protein previously deemed too dangerous. To me and to those who informed my analysis, this situation meets no-go or abort criteria with regards to the vaccines until the toxicity of the spike protein can be investigated." Unquote.
All right. And I'll let him do the final note when we come back. And just remember, any of this information, you can get it at Selwyn Duke's website, and that's selwynduke.com, SELWYNDuke.com. Be right back.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the keyword update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, his website selwynduke.com. We are talking about report Bloody Hands. D.C. bureaucrats knew that HCQ and ivermectin worked against COVID, but, listener, they hid the truth from you-know-who, all of you. You know, I got to tell you, before you get to the final close here, a couple of lines, and Project Veritas, did you know that... two things. Number one, remember just recently that the Biden team came crushing down on Project Veritas and raided them and got all their stuff because I think they were talking about vaccines at the time. But there was another thing that Bill Federer, Selwyn, and I may have mentioned this to you probably off the air. He did a report in it, and somewhere in his one of his excellent reports brought up the fact where they were searching for Dr. Livingston, right? And Dr. Livingston had another doctor that he worked with, and I wish I could tell you his name, but believe it or not, all the way back, that doctor is the one who actually came up with ivermectin. Did you know
that?
Wow,
that's something.
I mean, that's how far back it goes that they've been using it for curing. Yeah, it was...
I know that the medication has been around for a long time, and...
Yeah.
That's another thing that weighs in its favor, and the same thing is true of hydroxychloroquine. These are not untested medications, unlike, of course, the MTAs, the so-called vaccines, and also unlike these monoclonal antibody treatments, which do appear to be effective against COVID, but again, they're relatively new, so I personally, I'm just speaking for myself, Chuck, I would lean towards, if I were treating myself, ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine along with the proper treatment protocol.
That's what I'd do if I could get my hands on it, you know?
Yeah, well, actually, let's discuss that in just a moment. In fact, let's discuss it now because I know you mentioned to me off the air that you want to inform people as to where they can obtain it. First of all, the organizations that I mentioned earlier, and let me repeat them, America's Frontline Doctors and the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, FLCCC, there you can find doctors who will treat you for COVID in the correct way. And I also believe, that they will give you ivermectin, a prescription for it, on a prophylactic basis. That means even if you just want it as a preventative. Now, then, of course, you have to find a pharmacy that will actually fill the prescription because the establishment is so opposed to these common-sense-oriented treatments that a lot of them just will not facilitate this endeavor at all. The other thing you can do, but you have to proceed with caution, Chuck, is you can obtain ivermectin from an overseas pharmacy, and I believe that I'm going to do that, by the way.
But yeah, one of my guests, that's as I remember now, that he or she, I'm not going to identify the one, but anyway, said that's where he or she were getting it overseas. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again,
my tiny brain kicked in again.
Yeah, because the country's so litigious. Proceed at your own risk. If it's an overseas pharmacy, you have to try to make sure that it's credible, that when they deliver medication to you, it's going to be the real McCoy. But that's how you can obtain these medications. And all the good doctors, Peter McCullough, that Dr. Hyder I mentioned before, and others have stated that you want to obtain the necessary medications ahead of time so that when you or someone close to you develops COVID, you're ready to hit the ground running. And the reason why that's important is that early treatment is imperative. Sometimes when the disease progresses too much, it's too late. And then sometimes you can't save the person. although in the case of the people close to me, they actually had advanced symptoms and the ivermectin and the protocol helped them nonetheless. So anyway, that's the straight dope on that. Now, just concluding this report, how the government, the powers that be, knew that these medications were effective. You know, this comes from Project Veritas. Like I said, assuming the report is accurate, it's just more evidence, Chuck, that coercing people into taking these so-called vaccines while denying them effective COVID treatment is what? It's deadly, inexcusable malpractice. No excuse for it. And Fauci and all the other officials had every reason to know this, every reason, and they likely did. Okay, and this is why many people, such as Dr. Robert Malone, say in so many words that they have blood on their hands. Hundreds of thousands of people died because of their malpractice.
And then you hear reports about how Fauci, you know, went and made a deal with Bill Gates and all this stuff and all the money and the billionaires. And, you know, and by the way, when you order it, be sure to use the secret words, I'm sorry, let's go, Brandon. Okay. We got to take a break. We got to take a break, and then we're going to come back. And I'm going to tell you something, listener. If you think this one will knock your socks off, I suggest you put your shoes on for the next one, okay? Killing white people. Biden administration takes medical racism national. We will be right back.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And I'm going to tell you right now on this next story, you will want to check out the videos because, you know, this is radio, not TV. But the videos that we're going to talk about, and if you just go to Selwyn Duke's website, selwynduke.com, check out the story, you'll see that it ain't made up, okay? Killing white people. Biden administration takes medical racism national. And this is about a guy in Texas, right, Selwyn?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned what you did, Chuck, because a lot of people would hear this and say, come on, that can't really going on.
What are you doing?
So
get off the air.
That's why I opened talking about that video, which actually is from last November. I reported on it back then. But you can see this fellow in Texas. He recorded the whole exchange he had with a healthcare worker. He was explicitly told that because of the criteria they had to adhere to, he could not be given COVID treatment because of his race. It's very, very clear. And that's in Texas, which is a so-called red state, a conservative state. And that tells you how deep the rot goes. But anyway, that happened in November, like I said, Chuck, around the same time. We also heard about Andrew Cuomo, the now disgraced ex-governor of New York, who was advocating anti-white racial preferences and COVID treatment himself. And more recently, something else happened also in my state of New York. The health department prioritized blacks and Hispanics, Chuck, over whites in the administration of life-saving monoclonal antibodies. Okay? All right. Now, Joe Biden, his administration, and remember, he was billing himself as a unifier at one time, right? He, like you said, is actually taking this medical racism national, okay? Here's what Fox News reported last weekend. Quote, guidance issued by the Biden administration states certain individuals may be considered high risk and more quickly qualify for monoclonal antibodies and oral antivirals used to treat COVID-19 based on their race or ethnicity, okay? Now, as I mentioned earlier, this didn't come out of nowhere. This has a backstory, and Tucker Carlson provided this on Tuesday. Now, I'm going to read this, if you don't mind, because Carlson, as he often does, put things in a very good way, in a very compelling way. And he said, quote, in the weeks before Joe Biden took office, a little over a year ago, federal officials met to decide how they were going to distribute the new COVID vaccines. If you'll think back, you'll remember that December of 2020 was the deadliest month to date in the COVID pandemic. More than 65,000 Americans had died that month. Then there was no treatment protocol for it. Vaccine seemed like the only hope, so the meeting was very significant. The CDC's chief medical officer, a person called Kathleen Dooling, unveiled her plan to distribute the vaccines nationally. She began by acknowledging that older Americans indeed face the greatest risk, as everyone understood. So logically, if you wanted to save as many Americans as possible from dying, you would give preference to the very first shots to people over 65. That's the obvious policy. It might be the only morally defensible policy. But there was a problem with doing that, she explained. This is Dooling. Older Americans were too white, as Dooling put it. Quote, racial and ethnic minority groups are underrepresented among adults age 65 and older. And this meant, according to Dooling, they could not be allowed to get the first COVID shots, whether they needed them or not. So instead, Dooling recommended giving priority to a group the government started calling essential workers. Their main qualification was not that they were essential, though, but that they were less white than old people, unquote. That's how Carlson put it. Now, as I point out, Chuck, in my article, given what we've been saying about these MTAs, the so-called vaccines, a lot of people might conclude that with respect to this anti-white discrimination, well, whites actually got the longer end of the stick, okay? But the precedent was set, and now we see that the same standard, the same discriminatory standard, is being applied to China virus therapeutics. Okay, and we mentioned those monoclonal antibody treatments. Well, at issue is a recently released FDA, Food and Drug Administration, guidance on a treatment called sotrovimab. And it's the only monoclonal treatment effective against Omicron, we understand. Okay, and physicians, this is what the FDA said, should consider race and ethnicity as they administer these treatments. And we hear this is now exactly what physicians are doing across the country, just as we saw happen in Texas last year. Okay, now Tucker Carlson provided examples of this, and here's one. We mentioned how the video that we just cited took place or was shot in Texas. Here's another conservative state. Under Utah's scoring system, Chuck, for determining who will receive these monoclonal treatments, race often counts more than physical health, quote-unquote, Carlson reported, okay? The state of Utah, get this, gives 2 points to anyone simply for not being white. 2 points for not being white. Now, if you have congestive heart failure, though, that only gets you 1 point, Chuck, okay? So you can be a white congestive heart failure patient, and that doesn't cut any ice with these people. All right. The Washington Free Beacon, writing about this, informed that in New York, my state, quote, racial minorities are automatically eligible for scarce COVID-19 therapeutics regardless of age or underlying conditions. And in other words, it doesn't matter, Chuck, what kind of health they're in. All they're being judged on is their skin color, okay? And Carlson used a very good example to put things in perspective. He said, I'll paraphrase, this means a young, healthy, strong Haitian man could sneak across our border, all right, show up in a clinic in my state of New York, let's say he has COVID, and he's going to get preference over an elderly white American veteran simply because of his skin color. You think about that. I mean, yeah. It's absolutely unbelievable.
And another reminder that if you go to selwynduke.com, check this article out. You'll see the entire video and the entire thing that Tucker Carlson is talking about. And you'll kind of wonder, you know, like, how in the world can you put up the sign now, you know, whites need not apply when it comes to health? You know, I think, you know, that you, with the health, I think there's a chain there, you know, Selwyn, and that's human beings, dogs, and then cats. I put cats, you know, second, because you never know where they are, you know, so there. But you know what I'm saying? What happened to you aren't allowed to be racist? Has it flipped automatically? And because Joe Biden said so, or Fauci said so, or Obama determined to tell Biden to tell us that it's so? I mean, something got lost here in the laundry.
Yeah, well, as we all know, a little while back, the left traded so-called equality, which is problematic in and of itself, as I've expounded upon on the radio in the past, with what they call equity, which has become a euphemism for officially sanctioned discrimination against white people. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. And none of this, Chuck, should surprise us, because, quite frankly, the left never believed in everything that it was bloviating about equality. Yeah. I mean, the late Rush Limbaugh used to put it very well. He said that what they were engaged in, despite all of their talk, was really just get even with them-ism. That's what he called it, get even with them-ism. Yeah. And that's what this is. But
CRT, you know, is working. Yeah. And that's not a go-kart. Okay. I'll let
Rush
you get
Limbaugh
back to this
on.
Because Walter Williams, you got a very interesting thing, too, from him.
I want to get into that because, you know, most people miss the point here. They don't treat this subject as thoroughly and deeply as they should. So what I want to point out is that what's happening here is that the left, in allocating medical treatments based on race purely, is really perverting what is a legitimate principle. And what I mean is that in medicine, you can sometimes consider group association. Now, what do I mean? Well, one obvious example, Chuck, is that men do sometimes develop breast cancer, believe it or not, but it's very rare. So only women get breast cancer screenings, and that makes a lot of sense. And as far as race goes, this is what you were referencing. The late, great Walter Williams, truly great man, he pointed out in 2014 and other times that there's, quote, little noticed racial profiling in medicine, okay? He mentioned examples. He said, well, Pima Indians have the highest known diabetes rate in the world. I understand that fully half the tribe has diabetes. That's what I read at one time. Another example is Vietnamese descent women are 5 times as likely as white women to develop cervical cancer. So it wouldn't be surprising then if doctors were more likely to screen people from those groups for those diseases. That would be understandable, okay? But that's not at all the same as this Biden administration advocated discrimination. Now, why? Well, what we're talking about, Chuck, is profiling, and there are legitimate uses of profiling and illegitimate uses, okay? Now, what is profiling? Well, to paraphrase Williams again, profiling is a method used to make decisions based on scarce information when the cost of obtaining more information would be too great, okay? For instance, screening every single American regularly for breast cancer, including men, would just be too costly. So we apply the resources where they're most needed, women. All right. But when you're treating an individual now who has a given disease, the fact that his group is less likely to suffer from that disease becomes irrelevant. So that aspect of profiling is all over. And there could only be one legitimate reason at this point to consider group association, inclusive of race, when allocating scarce resources. And that's when, if the given group, that person is from is inherently more vulnerable to the disease that he suffers from. For example, okay, doctors, Chuck, like I said, do discriminate between the sexes in breast cancer screenings, but they have no business discriminating in breast cancer treatment unless resources are scarce and unless one sex is inherently more likely than the other to die from breast cancer, okay? And this is why with COVID, what do we see? Well, we see the elderly getting priority over the very young because the elderly are inherently more vulnerable. They inherently have weaker immune systems, okay? But this does not apply to the races because there's nothing that we know of, Chuck, indicating that blacks and Hispanics are inherently more vulnerable to COVID than whites are. Nothing at all. Now, those groups do have worse outcomes in general with respect to the disease, but that's not because of anything inherent, but because they tend to suffer more comorbidities, greater incidence of heart disease, maybe diabetes, and in blacks' case, they're more likely to be overweight, and that's a significant risk factor in COVID, all right? Now, some might say, though, and I know I'm going on a long time with this, okay, that's all right. But then isn't it okay to prioritize them for treatment if they overall have these worse outcomes? And the answer is no, not based on race, for a simple reason. China virus patients, Chuck, already receive preference based on the criteria I just outlined. Okay, for instance, if you have heart disease, you're more likely to receive treatment. If you have other comorbidities, you're more likely to receive treatment. If you're overweight, I believe it's the same thing, okay? And since blacks and Hispanics are more likely to suffer from those conditions, they're already more likely to get treatment. But if you give them further points just based on racial and ethnic criteria, well, that is no basis in science whatsoever, and that's why that constitutes unjust discrimination. And just in case people got lost there, let me make it clear with a very simple example. You have two people with COVID who are equally sick who go into a clinic in New York. Two men, 55 years old. They're both to the same degree overweight. They both have some heart disease. Okay, they're both maybe going to get points towards getting preference because they're overweight and they have heart disease. So they're equal in that regard. But now, even though science dictates that neither is more vulnerable to the disease, the black individual is going to get extra points, is going to get greater preference simply because of his skin color. There's no scientific basis for that whatsoever. As I pointed out in my article, it's just like if you're treating both a male and a female breast cancer sufferer, and even though the man is no more resistant to the disease, Chuck, you deny him care simply because of his sex. Absolutely unacceptable, and there can be no justification for this. There just has to be hatred behind it. There's no other explanation, or just this ridiculous woke ideology that unfortunately shackles too many people's minds, where somehow they buy into it and they don't think at all and they don't operate logically. And, you know, harking back to something we said earlier, Chuck, the kicker here is that while they're denying white people this monoclonal antibody treatment in certain cases, they're also denying all of us ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because they've been demonizing those substances. So it's just unbelievable and inexcusable all the way around.
And I, you know, and I still stand on the ivermectin thing is because they're not, you know, helping their billionaires that they've made.
Yeah.
You know, and the interesting thing, listener, and I tell you, it's worth your while, believe me. SelwynDuke.com, SelwynDuke.com. And in this piece, and it is entitled Killing White People, okay, Biden Administration Takes Medical Racism National, and that video in Texas, all right, it's sort of like, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. Not once did Selwyn mention or anything else, but see, the guy, the white guy that can't get the treatment and he's getting all the information is from a black nurse.
Yeah.
I found that kind of interesting, you know, but I don't know. It's there's so much stuff going on, and you just, it's amazing. And, you know, Selwyn, I get it from everybody, you know, that, you got to get that booster, you got to do this, you got to do that, you know, and it's, yes. I don't have it, I haven't had it, I don't plan on getting it, and I'm talking about COVID. Okay, go away. See, I have a sign up here, no COVID allowed. No, I don't, but I think I'll do that. But, you know, signs do work, don't they? We're going to be back and wrap it up with Selwyn Duke. And what about fat people? Oh, my goodness. Be right back.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Manja.
Joe Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal has changed America. Not because of the Taliban or outside powers or even because America's leaders are making mistakes. Afghanistan changed America because America's leaders want to change America. America's string of disasters come from leaders who want a disaster for the American power.
But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos, I don't know how that happens.
They want to fundamentally transform the United States.
We have an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform a country.
The Bible forecasted that they want to blot out the United States of America. How? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily, We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, SelwynDuke.com. You know, Selwyn and I, we have something in common, a lot of things in common, actually, but Tucker Carlson is one of them. And, man, I'm telling you, his report last night, his opening report, Selwyn, I wanted to mention that because it's basically the Biden administration. I don't think they have mirrors anywhere around Biden, any room he goes into, because he doesn't know he's white, I guess. But anyway, it was pretty earth-shaking, I guess, because it's basically declaring war on Republicans. Like, if you're a Republican now, you are the what's the word I'm looking for? That you know, the
insurrectionist.
Insurrectionist. Thank you. Yeah. They don't know that word either, because they can't seem to come up with, you know, that's what they're going to be charged for, you know, the people. But it's Tucker, you know, and I, as soon as he's saying it, I'm thinking, man, you know, this guy, when he comes out and hits the truth, you know, a lot of people just don't want to hear the truth, you know, and it's easier to ignore it. You know, we talk about white people, black people, Chinese, whatever, and then you even include fat people, and you know what? I think that's everything from A to Z, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, what Tucker Carlson talked about last night would be scary to many, many people, because, as you said, what the government is trying to do, the powers that be, is they're trying to classify anyone who opposes their agenda as an insurrectionist, as a white supremacist. I mean, what did Nancy Pelosi say recently? She said that if you're interested in voter reform, actually securing elections, you're an insurrectionist. That's what she said in so many words. And, you know, I have to say, I don't know that they fully comprehend this, the people on the left, but as they say, Chuck, them's fighting words. How long can you demonize people like that without completely destabilizing the country? I mean, you don't talk like that. First of all, it's completely untrue. Second of all, obviously, they're sending the signal that they can't be reasoned with, that they just want to destroy you by any means necessary. I mean, let's understand that this is the kind of verbiage that 200 years ago might have led to a duel. It might have led to a duel, a shootout. Yep. That actually happened. And I have to say, though, talking about Tucker Carlson and Joe Biden, I think one area where Carlson makes a little mistake is he said recently that Biden used to be a moderate fellow. I have to say, I don't think Biden was ever a moderate fellow or a radical fellow. I think he was and is an empty fellow. There's a big difference.
Well, you
he's
know,
the kind
was,
of person,
when I was working with George Putnam, you know, he pointed out, George did at one time, that there were two different instances only with Biden where he was making sense about some bill or whatever it was, the two times that he was making sense. But, you know, just the other day, whenever he went and did the whole thing, you know, and had all of the race baiters behind him and all this stuff, you know, and talking about the KKK and all that, you know, do a little history there, people, if you like Joe Biden. You know, he's the guy that would do the eulogy for a KKK leader, and you don't know that, you know. It's like, you got the wrong guy. Don't let him do that to you. So many great articles from Selwyn Duke. I'm telling you, we could do 8 hours and never run out of material. Selwyn, I certainly appreciate it, you know, and
thank you, Chuck.
I love
thank
your
you.
New system you're using there, too. It's sounding pretty good.
Oh, terrific. Good.
Yeah, thought I heard
well,
a
God bless.
Car horn.
God bless.
Thought I heard a car horn, but it might have been a duck. All right. Selwyn Duke.com. Watch out for quacks. Oh, yeah, we know that. Hey, thank you very much, Swade. Thank you for listening, and God bless the United. That would be all of them together, the United States.